love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Still managing to come up with the goods, aren't you, every week?
Of course I am. Today's tap end, I thought I'm going to do one of those where I don't go to a specific year, it's more a theme. Today's theme is all about weddings and stuff like that I've been to.
I am very keen for a wedding special. I am Radio 1's Keena Dehealy.
And sticking with the wedding theme, I'm Father of the Keen. It doesn't even work, in all honesty. But I couldn't think of a wedding-related Keen, so I just went with Father of the Keen.
Father of the
Bride.
Is that Father of the Bride, right?
Yeah.
That's rubbish.
I'm sorry. If anyone can think of one better, let me know.
Okay. Ready?
Ready?
Yeah.
Whenever I get gloomy with the state of the world, I think about the arrivals gate at Heathrow Airport. General opinion makes out that we live in a world of hatred and greed. I don't see that. Seems to me that love is everywhere. When Watford score and I turn to the person next to me and hug them, that's love. When you have a couple of drinks and ring someone at 3 a.m, that's love. When someone shares
that's
their...
lust, actually.
When someone shares their kebab, that's love. If you look for it, I've got a sneaky feeling you'll find that love actually is all around.
I find the departures at Heathrow one of the most depressing places in the world, though.
Really?
It's really sad. Everyone's saying goodbye to each other.
No, but I like that at airports they have a very clear separation between departures and arrivals. There's all the people crying on one side of the airport and smiling and hugging on the other side.
Yeah.
Two very different parts. As my time at the tap end goes on, I'm finding more and more people are getting engaged and settling down. Or it seems that way. And this promises some big nights out ahead, as everyone has their stag do's and then the weddings themselves. I haven't been to many weddings in my life so far, but the ones I have been to have generally been pleasant.
Pleasant?
Yeah. They're a very pleasant day, generally, aren't they, until the evening where it kicks off, one way or another. I have memories of going to a couple of weddings when I was really young, but in those ones, my only memory is sliding around on the floor and dancing to the Ghostbusters theme. A few years later, I agreed to play the guitar at my cousin Katie's wedding. A nice idea. I could only play a few chords, though, so sat in the corner of the room as people were coming in and played the songs with the easy chords, including Oasis' Wonderwall, a song by Travis called Flowers in the Window, and Eminem's Stan. They were the easiest songs to play.
Stan at a wedding?
Well, it was because it was the same bit over and over again.
Were you rapping?
I didn't rap as well, no. But it would have been weird because in the wedding reception, you would have heard those three songs probably played more than 2 or 3 times. You know how Stan goes.
Yeah, I do. I don't think it's that appropriate for a wedding.
Probably not, but that wasn't the priority for me. The priority was just finding some songs that I could play on the guitar. I got 20 quid for it, so it must have been good. Wedding reception parties are always a strange one. When Headmistress Laura of Greg's show turned from Sayers to Busson, that's a name change. They have prepared a full-on Strictly Come Dancing-style dance routine as their first dance. And then several Radio 1 DJs DJed the reception, including Radio 1's Scott Mills, who played the later set in the evening after a day of chief bridesmaid duties. What were you doing that day? Because it was like you were... I couldn't remember exactly what role you were, but it was...
Yeah, I was important.
But you weren't best man?
No.
You weren't father?
No.
So bridesmaid?
I was kind of... Yeah, I was kind of Laura's bridesmaid, I guess. I seem to remember that was the one where the one that doesn't speak was going crazy on the dance floor to Bat Out of Hell.
Yeah, he loved it. Yeah. He absolutely loved it. The set started well and ended and ended with me having to take control of the decks after Scott Mills decided that he'd had enough of DJing.
Oh, it was just a long day. I was like, I'm finished now.
I remember it so well because I was standing next to you because you were struggling a little bit. So I started handing you some CDs. But then at one point, it was like you turned around to me and just went, oof.
It was game over.
Like you'd had enough. And yeah. At that point, I had to step in.
What was I playing as I kind of decided that that was enough?
For some reason, I think it was a song called Waiting for a Star to Fall.
Oh, awesome.
I took control well, though, organising one of those circles you always get at weddings for the last song, which was no doubt something emotional. Probably Take That, Never Forget. I really helped you out there, Mills, actually.
Thank you, yeah. I appreciate that.
Not too long ago, I DJed my friend Lucy Shipley's wedding. It had been a really nice wedding, and the meal after was great. But as I walked around to the DJ box, I realised that something drastic had gone wrong. There had been a breakdown in communication. I thought Lucy had said she was going to book all the equipment, but seemingly she had only booked the lights.
Oh God, this is so you.
The family weren't happy with me, and someone had to drive to go get some decks from their house. By some kind of coincidence, some fireworks started up outside as everyone was waiting, and we pretended we'd put them on for Lucy. So you know what it's like, you've got an emotional bride... It's their perfect day. By some kind of coincidence, the neighbours of the place that we were at were having a firework display. So I was like, right, everyone
get outside.
Saw these fireworks going. I was like, get outside. We've laid on some firework. But because it was just like the other side of this lake where this place was, it could conceivably be that we'd laid on the fireworks.
What? So you claimed the other party's fireworks as the brides?
Yeah. So it could well have been another wedding.
But did you get away with that?
But what was beautiful is in this time, I managed to plug my phone into the speakers. So whilst everyone was outside, for all intents and purposes, they thought there was a disco going on. And I played Katy Perry, Fireworks, which was a genius move for my behalf because it all looked like it was timed. And whilst that was all going on, my mate had jumped into the car, got some decks and had come back. So we were desperately trying to plug in the decks.
So you completely hijacked someone's fireworks display and everyone believed it?
Yeah.
So is it Lucy?
Yeah.
If Lucy's listening now, the bride, the fireworks were never for you.
Well, no, don't say it like that. I can still dedicate them to anyone.
They were not anything to do with your wedding.
But dedicated to Lucy. It all ended up well in the end, and like all good wedding discos, me and several others ended up naked to the Baywatch theme later on.
Oh, sure, that's what happened.
So all was good in the end.
What?
I don't know, it just seemed like the right thing to do. I was in control of the music, put on Baywatch, and everyone responded accordingly.
In the wedding reception?
Yeah.
Disco?
Yeah. Why not?
Father of the bride?
I can't remember exactly who's there, but the majority of people dropped trowel.
Well, I've never been to a wedding like that.
Where they drop trowel?
No.
All weddings end like that.
No, they don't.
They do.
You haven't been to many.
Headmistress Laura's wedding?
I never had anything out then.
I'm sure someone said you dropped trowel.
No, I did not.
Do you remember I ended up in someone's boot?
You were in someone's boot.
Yeah, it ended up with me having ended up in someone's boot. Really weird, that. Just remembered that. Great night, but I did hear you drop trowel.
Right, okay, I didn't. You've been to some really weird weddings. This is not normal at traditional weddings.
No?
No.
I'm not saying during the ceremony, I'm talking after.
Right, no, that's still weird. Right, let's ask the listeners, okay? Who at a traditional wedding has ever ended up naked? It's not normal. If you have, let me know.
I insist on it. If I'm DJing the music, I'm not playing Baywatch, so... Weddings are fun, but last year I went on my first ever stag do. In my head, stag do's have the potential for better nights out than the actual weddings. I'm not sure if there is a rule that you are not meant to talk about stag do's, so I will change the names of anyone involved in this story. It was my cousin Jose's stag do. We met at 11 a.m. at a pub next to a lake in Basildon,
right,
Essex.
Okay, so he's clearly not called Jose, is he?
No.
But he is your cousin?
Yeah.
Right, brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Rubbish.
That's protected in then.
Oh, I'm going to crack on. It's my cousin Joe. At this point, Jose was made to change into a tiger onesie and see off his first drink. The plan for the day was quite simple, and a minibus had been hired to take us between that pub, a driving range in Chigwell, and then finally to an all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet back in Basildon, or Bas Vegas as I've heard it called. It was a messy day, and by the time the party minibus then arrived at an 80s-themed club in Chelmsford, a large amount of the party had fallen out with each other. The night ended up in a club called Liquid back in Basildon. This minibus had a lot of work. It was... Oh. but I lost everyone else that night. I woke up the next morning in the lift of our hotel when I was woken up by a cleaner. It'd been a great evening.
In the lift?
Yeah, because I couldn't get into my room. I lost my room key.
Were you just going up and down?
In my head, I was like, right, I've paid for a hotel room, so I have every right to stay in the hotel. And the lift is the next best option, isn't it? Well, it is, isn't it? I mean, it's warm.
So you just made a bed for the night in the lift?
Yeah, I took my jacket off and had that as a little duvet and just lay there.
Ah.
Yeah, well, I paid for a room, so that, I mean, technically it's a room, isn't it?
Yeah, a small one, but yeah.
Is a lift a room? I don't know. I woke up the next morning in the lift of our hotel. It had been a great evening, but I look forward to more adventurous stag do's in future years at the Tap End. Unless this is generally what I should expect from stag do's. And as I look to the future, I wonder what my wedding and stag do will hold. But lessons learnt so far from my experiences of weddings is, try to go somewhere more exotic than Basildon for the stag do. Don't attempt to run onto a driving range as a dare. And don't ask Radio 1 Scott Mills to DJ your wedding reception. No offence.
Oh, I am offended.
Well, no, I didn't mean that in an offensive way. I just maybe put you on the earlier set.
I think that's the key. Put me on early.
Yeah.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the Tap End.
At the Tap End.
Unofficial Mills.